Chapter 12. Thank you, apostrophe said the stranger, looking earnestly at Mr. Britton's wife. May I come in here? Apostrophe, oh, surely, if you like, sir, apostrophe returned Clemency, admitting him. What would you please to want, sir? Apostrophe, the bill had caught his eye, and he was reading it. Excellent property that, sir, apostrophe observed Mr. Britton. He made no answer, but, turning round, when he had finished reading, looked at Clemency with the same observant curiosity as before. You were asking me, apostrophe he said, still looking at her, what you would please to take, sir, apostrophe answered Clemency, stealing a glance at him in return. If you will let me have a draught of ale, apostrophe he said, moving to a table by the window, and will let me have it here, without being any interruption to your meal, I shall be much obliged to you. Apostrophe he sat down as he spoke, without any further parley, and looked out at the prospect. He was an easy, well-knit figure of a man in the prime of life. His face, much browned by the sun, was shaded by a quantity of dark hair, and he wore a mustache. His beer being set before him, he filled out a glass, and drank, good-humoredly, to the house, adding, as he put the tumbler down again, it's a new house, is it not? Apostrophe, not particularly new, sir, apostrophe replied Mr. Britton. Between 5 and 6 years old, apostrophe said Clemency, speaking very distinctly. I think I heard you mention Dr. Jeddler's name, as I came in, apostrophe inquired the stranger. That bill reminds me of him, for I happen to know something of that story, by hearsay, and through certain connections of mine. Is the old man living? Apostrophe, yes, he's living, sir, apostrophe said Clemency. Much changed? Apostrophe, since when, sir? Apostrophe returned Clemency, with remarkable emphasis and expression. Since his daughter went away. Apostrophe, yes. He's greatly changed since then, apostrophe said Clemency. He's gray and old, and hasn't the same way with him at all, but, I think he's happy now. He has taken on with his sister since then, and goes to see her very often. That did him good, directly. At first, he was sadly broken down, and it was enough to make one's heart bleed, to see him wandering about, railing at the world, but a great change for the better came over him after a year or two, and then he began to like to talk about his lost daughter, and to praise her, and the world too, and was never tired of saying, with the tears in his poor eyes, how beautiful and good she was. He had forgiven her then. That was about the same time as Miss Grace's marriage. Britton, you remember? Apostrophe, Mr. Britton remembered very well. The sister is married then, apostrophe returned the stranger. He paused for some time before he asked, to whom? Apostrophe, Clemency narrowly escaped oversetting the tea board, in her emotion at this question. Did you never hear? Apostrophe, she said. I should like to hear, apostrophe he replied, as he filled his glass again, and raised it to his lips. Ah, it would be a long story, if it was properly told, apostrophe said Clemency, resting her chin on the palm of her left hand, and supporting that elbow on her right hand, as she shook her head, and looked back through the intervening years, as if she were looking at a fire. It would be a long story, I am sure. Apostrophe, but told as a short one, apostrophe suggested the stranger. Told as a short one, apostrophe repeated Clemency in the same thoughtful tone, and without any apparent reference to him, or consciousness of having auditors, what would there be to tell? That they grieved together, and remembered her together, like a person dead. That they were so tender of her, never would reproach her, called her back to one another as she used to be, and found excuses for her. Everyone knows that. I'm sure I do. No one better, apostrophe added Clemency, wiping her eyes with her hand. And so, apostrophe suggested the stranger. And so, apostrophe said Clemency, taking them up mechanically, and without any change in her attitude or manner, they at last were married. They were married on her birthday. It comes round again tomorrow. Very quiet, very humble-like, but very happy. Mr. Alfred said, one night when they were walking in the orchard, Grace, shall our wedding day be Marion's birthday? And it was. Apostrophe, and they have lived happily together? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the stranger. A, apostrophe, said Clemency. No two people ever more so. They have had no sorrow but this. Apostrophe, she raised her head, as with a sudden attention to the circumstances under which she was recalling these events, and looked quickly at the stranger. Seeing that his face was turned toward the window, and that he seemed intent upon the prospect, she made some meager signs to her husband, and pointed to the bill, and moved her mouth, as if she were repeating with great energy, one word or phrase to him over and over again. As she uttered no sound, and as her dumb motions like most of her gestures were of a very extraordinary kind, this unintelligible conduct reduced Mr. Britton to the confines of despair. He stared at the table, at the stranger, at the spoons, at his wife, followed her pantomime with looks of deep amazement and perplexity, asked in the same language, was it property in danger, was it he in danger, was it she answered her signals with other signals expressive of the deepest distress and confusion, followed the motions of her lips, guessed half aloud milk and water, apostrophe monthly warning, mice, and walnuts, and couldn't approach her meaning. Clemency gave it up at last, as a hopeless attempt, and moving her chair by very slow degrees a little nearer to the stranger, sat with her eyes apparently cast down, but glancing sharply at him now and then, waiting until he should ask some other question. She had not to wait long, for he said, presently. And what is the after history of the young lady who went away? They know it, I suppose? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Clemency shook her head. I've heard, apostrophe, she said, that Dr. Jeddler is thought to know more of it than he tells. Miss Grace has had letters from her sister, saying that she was well and happy, and made much happier by her being married to Mr. Alfred, and has written letters back. But there's a mystery about her life and fortunes, altogether, which nothing has cleared up to this hour, and which apostrophe, she faltered here, and stopped, and which repeated the stranger, which only one other person, I believe, could explain, apostrophe said Clemency, drawing her breath quickly. Who may that be? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked the stranger. Apostrophe, Mr. Michael Warden. Apostrophe, apostrophe, answered Clemency, almost in a shriek, at once conveying to her husband what she would have had him understand before, and letting Michael Warden know that he was recognized. You remember me, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Clemency, trembling with emotion, I saw just now you did. You remember me, that night in the garden. I was with her. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. You were, apostrophe, he said. Yes, sir, apostrophe, returned Clemency. Yes, to be sure. This is my husband, if you please. Ben, my dear Ben, run to Miss Grace, run to Mr. Alfred, run somewhere, Ben. Bring somebody here, directly. Apostrophe, apostrophe, stay. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Michael Warden, quietly interposing himself between the door and Britain. What would you do? Apostrophe, let them know that you are here, sir, apostrophe, answered Clemency, clapping her hands in sheer agitation. Let them know that they may hear of her, from your own lips. Let them know that she is not quite lost to them, but that she will come home again yet, to bless her father and her loving sister, even her old servant, even me, apostrophe, she struck herself upon the breast with both hands, with a sight of her sweet face. Run, Ben, run! Apostrophe, and still she pressed him on towards the door, and still Mr. Warden stood before it, with his hand stretched out, not angrily, but sorrowfully. Or perhaps, apostrophe, said Clemency, running past her husband, and catching in her emotion at Mr. Warden's cloak, perhaps she's here now, perhaps she's close by. I think from your manner she is. Let me see her, sir, if you please. I waited on her when she was a little child. I saw her grow to be the pride of all this place. I knew her when she was Mr. Alfred's promised wife. I tried to warn her when you tempted her away. I know what her old home was when she was like the soul of it, and how it changed when she was gone and lost. Let me speak to her, if you please. Apostrophe, he gazed at her with compassion, not unmixed with wonder. But he made no gesture of assent. I don't think she can know, apostrophe pursued Clemency, how truly they forgive her, how they love her, what joy it would be to them to see her once more. She may be timorous of going home. Perhaps if she sees me, it may give her new heart. Only tell me truly, Mr. Warden, is she with you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she is not, apostrophe, he answered, shaking his head. This answer, and his manner, and his black dress, and his coming back so quietly, and his announced intention of continuing to live abroad, explained it all. Marion was dead. He didn't contradict her. Yes, she was dead. Clemency sat down, hid her face upon the table, and cried. At that moment, a gray-headed old gentleman came running in, quite out of breath, and panting so much that his voice was scarcely to be recognized as the voice of Mr. Snitchey. Good heaven, Mr. Warden! Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the lawyer, taking him aside. What wind has blown, apostrophe, he was so blown himself that he couldn't get on any further until after a pause, when he added, feebly, you hear? Apostrophe, apostrophe, an ill wind, I am afraid, apostrophe, he answered. If you could have heard what has just passed, how I have been besought and entreated to perform impossibilities, what confusion and affliction I carry with me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I can guess it all. But why did you ever come here, my good sir? Apostrophe, retorted Snitchey. Come, how should I know who kept the house? When I sent my servant on to you, I strolled in here, because the place was new to me, and I had a natural curiosity in everything new and old, in these old scenes, and it was outside the town. I wanted to communicate with you, first, before appearing there. I wanted to know what people would say to me. I see by your manner that you can tell me. If it were not for your confounded caution, I should have been possessed of everything long ago. Apostrophe, our caution. Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned the lawyer, speaking for self and cracks deceased. Apostrophe, here Mr. Snitchey, glancing at his hat band, shook his head. How can you reasonably blame us, Mr. Warden? It was understood between us that the subject was never to be renewed, and that it wasn't a subject on which grave and sober men like us, I made a note of your observations at the time, could interfere. Our caution too. When Mr. Cracks, sir, went down to his respected grave in the full belief apostrophe, I had given a solemn promise of silence until I should return, whenever that might be, apostrophe interrupted Mr. Warden. And I have kept it. Apostrophe, well, sir, and I repeat it, apostrophe returned Mr. Snitchey, we were bound to silence too. We were bound to silence in our duty towards ourselves, and in our duty towards a variety of clients, you among them, who were as close as wax. It was not our place to make inquiries of you on such a delicate subject. I had my suspicions, sir. But it is not 6 months since I have known the truth and been assured that you lost her. Apostrophe, by whom? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired his client. By Dr. Jeddler himself, sir, who at last reposed that confidence in me voluntarily. He, and only he, has known the whole truth, years and years. Apostrophe, and you know it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said his client. I do, sir. Apostrophe, apostrophe, replied Snitchey, and I have also reason to know that it will be broken to her sister tomorrow evening. They have given her that promise. In the meantime, perhaps you will give me the honor of your company at my house, being unexpected at your own. but not to run the chance of any more such difficulties as you have had here, in case you should be recognized, though you're a good deal changed. I think I might have passed you myself. Mr. Warden, we had better dine here, and walk on in the evening. It's a very good place to dine at, Mr. Warden. Your own property, by the by. Self and Crack's deceased took a chop here sometimes, and had it very comfortably served. Mr. Crack's, sir, apostrophe said Snitchy, shutting his eyes tight for an instant, and opening them again, was struck off the roll of life too soon. Apostrophe, heaven forgive me for not condoling with you, apostrophe returned Michael Warden, passing his hand across his forehead, but I'm like a man in a dream at present. I seem to want my wits. Mr. Cracks, yes, I am very sorry we have lost Mr. Cracks. Apostrophe, but he looked at Clemency as he said it, and seemed to sympathize with Ben, consoling her. Apostrophe, Mr. Cracks, sir, apostrophe observed Snitchy, didn't find life, I regret to say, as easy to have, and to hold as his theory made it out, or he would have been among us now. It's a great loss to me. He was my right arm, my right leg, my right ear, my right eye, was Mr. Cracks. I am paralytic without him. He bequeathed his share of the business to Mrs. Cracks, her executors, administrators, and assigns. His name remains in the firm to this hour. I try, in a childish sort of a way, to make believe, sometimes, he's alive. You may observe that I speak for self and Crack's deceased, sir deceased, apostrophe said the tender-hearted attorney, waving his pocket handkerchief. Michael Warden, who had still been observant of Clemency, turned to Mr. Snitchy when he ceased to speak, and whispered in his ear. Ah, poor thing! Apostrophe said Snitchy, shaking his head. Yes. She was always very faithful to Marion. She was always very fond of her. Pretty Marion. Poor Marion. Cheer up, mistress, you are married. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.